You're listening to a Juno Afternoon. It's about 12 minutes to the top of the hour. And my last but not least, are here to tell us about Juno Recovery Fest. So welcome Carrie Amott and Jessica Spurrier.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. This sounds like a super mega happy occasion and event. It makes me feel good just thinking about it. But before we talk about it, I'd like to hear a little bit about who you are and what you do. Carrie, you're representing Great Bear Recovery Collective. So what's their role in our community?
So Great Bear Recovery Collective has been up and running for a little over a year now. We are a recovery community organization under JAMI Health and Wellness. And we basically offer peer support and organize recovery community. Specifically, we provide and organize sober events and activities for people in recovery, and we offer scholarships for people to engage in activities and hobbies toward their wellness, kind of as an alternative to using drugs and alcohol.
And Jessica, you're the chair of the Juno Opioid Work Group. So how are you connected with Carrie and Great Bear Recovery Collective?
Sure. The Juno Opioid Work Group is one of over 20 different community partners that are working together with Great Bear Recovery Collective to put on Recovery Fest. Juno Opioid Work Group will have a table along with several other community partners that has some information about our organization and also a fun carnival-type game to play.
Oh, that sounds intriguing. All right. So how long has Great Bear Recovery Collective been around? Is this a local group? Is it Juno Southeast only?
Yeah, just Juno specifically. We've been around for a little over a year. I think we're up and running June of last year. We're still in our infancy, I would say. But that being said, last year we, had zero funding. We were donation based. And then this year we've actually got a little bit of funding under our belt. We're starting to get a little bit more recognition. So, yeah, but we're still young.
So as I mentioned earlier, you're here to talk about, and as you all mentioned, Juno Recovery Fest. And that's happening Saturday, September 15th. Free, open to all community members who support recovery from drugs and alcohol for themselves or for others. And there's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on. You mentioned this one's a little more family oriented, so there will be bouncy houses, plural, so that's exciting, and a silent auction and a raffle, games, giant board games, caught my eye, live music, some drumming and dancing. Moose stew will be on the menu for the food.
Yeah, so as far as the food goes, moose stew, yep, there, Clinkett and Haida will be preparing that, and that's going to be offered free to the community, just kind of a moose stew feed. We'll also have vendors there, Peterson's Pretzels, the Doghouse, Glacial Grinds with shaved ice and cotton candy. And so we'll also have food items that are for sale as
available
well.
Available for purchase.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And, of course, there will be some booths set up with local services, organizations that will be there available to talk to folks. What's important about this event? What motivates you to put it on?
Substance use disorder is a community issue. I think that every single person in this town knows somebody who has struggled with the disorder or has struggled with the disorder themselves. It's kind of been front and center for us. So Recovery Fest is really an opportunity to come together as a community and honor wellness from this issue, from substance use disorder within our community, and also start to build a strong support, a strong network of people that really want to see Juno heal from substance use.
And just to jump onto what Carrie was saying, I also think that this event is a demonstration of a celebration for the incredibly difficult journey that people have been through, and to also show those who might still be struggling with substance use disorder that there is life after recovery, and the slogan of the event is The Sun Does Shine Again. So we really wanted to demonstrate that there's a great life waiting after recovery or during recovery.
Yeah. there's a lot of sponsoring organizations. I know it's a lot to like give shout outs to everybody, but how did you pull them all together? How did you get all those groups and organizations coordinated to sponsor this event?
Lots of emails. each of these organizations kind of have stock in the issue of substance use treatment and community wellness already. So, there is a lot of discussion back and forth already. Jessica, actually, her work group involves a lot of these organizations coming together to discuss, their tactical efforts. That was one resource. Just a lot of emails, really.
And people wanting to get involved in this cool thing. I think that a lot of these organizations do such important work in our community, and hard work in our community, and an opportunity to come together for some joyous occasion, I think, is something that these organizations were really eager to do.
Yeah, and I understand that this is kind of the first time that it's been on this type of scale, where you're incorporating a lot of like family-friendly activities and getting a lot of stuff together, even though Recovery Fest has happened a few times in the past. And so this seems like it's bigger than it has been in the past.
Before my time, there was Recovery Fest, and that did involve the collaboration between different organizations. However, I can't really speak to that. Mm-hmm. I was not there. But last year, Great Bear, we did have an event that we put on solely alone, just through Great Bear, and that was a costume ball. But yeah, this year is much bigger. There's a lot more involvement, and we did that on purpose. We really wanted our outreach to be broader, and we really wanted to be able to unfurl our tendrils into the streets and alleyways.
And September is National Recovery Month, so this is sort of a part of that. And hopefully it'll become an annual event, and you can just make it bigger and better every year. So that's September 15th, 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., Centennial Hall. And briefly, before we run out of time, I know you wanted to mention another event, and that's Hands Across the Bridge. So tell us what that is.
Yes, so Hands Across the Bridge, that is also an annual event that we started last year. So basically, people in recovery or in support of recovery coming together. We're going to be starting at the federal building this year. What time did I put down on there? 1:30 p.m. Marching to the Juno Douglas Bridge. We hold hands across the bridge, try to span the entire length from Juno to Douglas. And then we recite the Serenity Prayer, which is a common prayer that you'll find in rooms of recovery. That's God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, which is a mantra for many of us that are in long-term recovery. So yes, that's what that's all about. Also, I did want to mention that there will be pie throwing in at Recovery Fest.
No, pie throwing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to leave that out.
Nope.
I'm glad you...
Pies in the face.
I'm glad you got that in there. So, again, Recovery Fest, September 15th, 12:30 p.m., Centennial Hall. Hands Across the Bridge is Saturday, September 22nd, 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Carrie and Jessica, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.